Blog Talk Radio.
Insight Follies on the air around the world. Great Norton, on our way to the Raccoon Convention. Oh yeah, Ralph, here's our compartment. Really nice to be on the train. Yeah, all right, put the bags over there. Now, why don't you take, you take the upper bunk, I'll take the lower one. You take the high road, and I'll take the low. You cut that out. You know me, I can't climb. I got climophobia. Yeah, about 300 pounds worth. Never mind. Boy, are we going to have fun. Oh, yeah. What do you got in the bag, huh? The bag. Yeah, oh, I got a lot of good stuff. All kinds of fun stuff, you know, gadgets and things and... I got this cream, see? Cream. Yeah. Isn't that for girls? Well, if the girls show up, we could put a little on them, too. But it's like a scary cream, see? Scary cream. Yeah. You put it on your face and, I'll show you what I mean. Well, I turn around here, see? And I'm putting the cream on. You can't see what I look like. Turn around and then put the cream on. And then I make an about-face, I go, Fox! What's the matter with you? You scared the hell out of me. No, that's why it's called a scary cream. Makes you look like a monster. Never mind that. I don't need no scary cream to look like a monster. That's right, Ralph. You already look like King Kong. Will you cut that out? Now, listen. What else you got there? Oh, I got a lot of good stuff. Got these here trick handcuffs. Trick handcuffs? That don't sound like a lot of fun. Oh, no, you don't get it, see? You put one on your wrist like this, see? And you're yakking it up there, talking it up there, and then you take the guy, the other guy gives you his wrist, and they say, you mind if I put this handcuff on you? He says, oh, go ahead. Oh, yeah, I put it on him, see, and now you're yakking it up real good there, and all of a sudden the guy gets panicky, see, he says, get me out of here. Yeah. Then what do you do? Well, then you got to see, these are the kind of handcuffs. There ain't no key, you know. No key. Well, how do you get the guy out of it? You got to go, it's very simple, Ralph, see. You hold it up like this, and you go, boom. Boom, 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 and they open right up. Yeah. Well, start bumping, because I want to get out. Boom, 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 boom. You're not bumping right, Norton. Nothing's happening. Don't tell me I'm handcuffed to you all the way to Minneapolis. Boom, boom. Gee, it's funny, Ralph. It worked in the store. Norton, let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
When you were in the store, did you use these same handcuffs? No, the guy had enough. Oh, gee, I get what you're saying, Ralph. I think I got rooked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got rooked and I got handcuffed to you. Now, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing we can do. Just we go to Minneapolis, get a hacksaw, and we'll get out of the handcuffs. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. In the meantime, let's get some sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, get up there. All right, Ralph. You have to stretch your arm a little bit there. As they say in the trade in the sewer, here's mud in your eye. Get up there. lift up a little. Lift down a little. Lift up a little. Lift down a little. How am I going to sleep like this? All lopsided. Well, just... You made make believe you're an elephant in the zoo, see? And, will you stop that?
An elephant in the zoo.
Elephant in the zoo.
Yeah.
I don't know why I listen to you. Boy, you know, Ralph, it's a good thing the girls are not here. There'd be nothing but trouble. Now, what are we going to do? We're handcuffed to each other. Ralph, do you mind if I smoke? I don't care if you burn.
Dad?
Would you mind getting me a cigarette, some in my suitcase, underneath your bunk? Get down. Get down. Get down out of there, huh? Yeah? Get down. Get down. Get down. All right. Now get the cigarette. Yeah, yeah. I got it, Ralph. I got it. Now, let me ask you something. Yeah? Are you hungry? Yeah, no. Are you thirsty? No. You got everything? Oh, yeah. All right, now get up there. Get up there and start asleep. Gotta be handcuffed to this nut all the way to Minneapolis. I don't know why I let you get me into these things. Ralph, what is it now? You forgot to ask me, do I want a match?
Get down.
Gentlemen, is there some problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. He's driving me nuts. He's got me handcuffed to him, and there's no key, and I can't get out. Then he gets up there, he says he wants a cigarette. Then he comes down, he gets the cigarette. Then he goes back up there, and he don't have a match. And we're on our way to the convention in Minneapolis. Minneapolis? Oh, this train doesn't go to Minneapolis. It goes to Northrop, Virginia. The idiots are on the wrong train. I take a wrong train. Reminds me of my brother's ex-girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
I take a wrong train from China, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Interstate Follies. Around the world, and let's see, brought to you by the Touro Law Center.
There you go.
Yeah, if you have to go to court,
mm-hmm.
give them a call. Touro Law Center. It's 631-761-7000, Touro. Yeah, if you can't remember the number, just remember the word Touro. All right, let's see, what else we got? Oh, we got a lot of good stuff. We got Louis the Lip coming up later.
Yeah.
And Red Fox. I got a very funny story to tell you about my twin brother. Oh, this is hilarious.
Uh-oh.
All right. all the beautiful children of the world, you know, take care of them, watch over them, go an extra mile for a child. And Corey and Avante, please don't let the world forget. Horrible what happened to those two. Round the world in sight. Big East Takeda Rescue, Little Bear. Check them out, the Big East, TakedaRescue.org. 609-388-7004. All right. Yeah. And if you're lucky enough, this is the time of year when you might get bit by a dead bee.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, that might cure some people, you know.
No, they actually do that, you know.
People who really have trouble with the brain, you know, get bit by a dead bee, supposed to be a good thing.
Yeah.
I can't even get bit by a live bee.
I know. You
all
have,
right,
you
in
have
a sight.
Affinity to,
yeah,
like, enjoying.
Yeah. Kennedy Realty, you want to buy a house, sell a house, get information, Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186, Kennedy. Hey, you want some good food and a nice glass of wine? Beccaro's Italian Tavern. Go over there in Massapequa Park, New York. Yeah, we honored Joe Arion over there back in May. All right, Beccaro's, 516-798-1555. There's the number, 798-1555, Beccaro's. 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York. Around the world. Oh, you got the Able News?
Yes.
We haven't done the, we haven't done in a while the personals. Oh, that's fun. I love that.
I know you do.
All right, do the ad and we'll carry on. Carry on.
Carry on, my dear. Carry on. All right, let me do Able. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past...
Oh, your phone is cracking up terribly.
It loves me. That's all I got,
yeah.
Frank. Hey. Okay. Able. You messed me all up now. I'm just going to ad-lib at this point. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past...
Sounds like you got bronchitis and heliadiitis.
Bah! You did it again. Able is...
Put the phone on the speaker. Maybe it'll work better.
Speaker? Then you get to hear all,
yeah,
this junk in my house. You want me to do it?
Put it on the speaker.
The
Let's see if it works better.
All right, hold
Maybe
on.
Maybe it'll... Sounds like you're gargling with Listerine.
Is that better?
And they don't even pay us. What?
Is that better?
Yeah.
It is?
Yep.
Don't you hear the junk in my house?
Yeah, go ahead. Do the Able News.
Don't you hear the oxygen concentrator in the background?
No.
It's
very little.
All right. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It served the disabled community for the past 28 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. Including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank. Thank God
All
I was
right.
able to finish it.
Don't forget to Don't forget to sign our petition.
Yeah.
Change.
You want me to
org.
Stay this way?
Yeah.
With that microphone?
Yeah, leave it that way. It's better.
Yeah, but what happens with this stuff in the background?
Well, don't worry about it. We'll make it part of the show. If your mother-in-law starts yelling, we'll use it.
Well, you know what? My husband isn't home, so it's a good thing. He's at cards tonight.
All right.
So
around
out.
The world, in a sec, we got Louis the Lip coming up. We got Stanford and Son coming
yes,
up.
Yes, we do.
We'll have that. And what else we got? Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary over there. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food. And great, great guy. Medical for your animal. Nobody starves on Long Island. All right, let's see. You know, I think some disabled people out there are getting pretty desperate. You know. my brother walking down the street, and he gets propositioned by a disabled prostitute. I mean, everybody's getting into it, you know.
That's funny. And I can see what Phil would say.
And this chick is in a wheelchair, see? And she's offering my brother, I'm not going to say what it was, but she's offering my brother sexual solicitation of a very strange nature.
Oh, no.
Not so strange. my brother, he's quite a comic in his own
sense.
Oh, I
know.
Right, you know. So he said to her, wait a minute. He said, wait a minute. He said, are you really disabled or is that just an act?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm disabled. I got the wheelchair, honey. Yeah, I see that. So he said to her, wait a minute, you offering me a sex thing, and what's that stuff on your hand? He said, oh, don't worry, I can wash that right off.
Ooh.
You know, so.
Ew, don't let me get vomit, please.
Yeah.
Please don't let me vomit. God, you're going to make me vomit.
He told me she probably was going to take him up to the, wanted him to pay for the hotel room, you know, and all that.
Oh, I see.
But
he probably didn't have money to sleep anywhere.
Yeah. I think she just wanted him to be her aide. That's what I think.
Yeah.
You know.
Wipe her butt.
So then Phil made a comment. Man, she's sitting in that wheelchair all day out there in the warmth. You know, she probably don't smell too good.
Oh, yeah.
And then he goes, what in the hell's wrong with you, girl? So that's what the world's coming to. Well, you know, you can't blame the chick. I mean, what's today? August 30th. She probably didn't get her check. She's out of money, and you know,
got to
do what you got to do.
I want that.
You know, but if you're listening, Miss, the better way to do it. I got a better idea for you. See, get a petition.
And
tell people to sign it that disabled people don't get enough money.
Yeah.
You know? And that way you'll get some donations. So there you have it. There's the inner sight advice.
Yeah.
Inner sight advice. Yeah. Well, now wait a minute. You mean you want this chick that's trying to solicify sexual admiration to get a petition? Well, why not? Nothing wrong with that. I don't know about that. You think she'd stick to it? Well, I hope so. Problem is, will it stick to her?
Yeah! All right.
Inner sight around the world. We got a news item coming up of Gabriel who was caught trying to sell his brother on the highway. What's this guy going to think of next? You know, people trying to make money all over the place. All right.
Yeah.
All right, inner sight around the world. Hey, don't forget, we're on television Wednesday night, 11, channel, 197, isn't it? I forget what the channel is.
Yeah, it is 197.
Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 at 11, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. All right. And let's see. What else we got? Oh, hey, have you got the
what?
Have you got the Able News?
I can get it up on the screen.
Can you get the
what?
The personals?
Yeah, I can. Oh,
let's do some personal. I gotta find me a new girlfriend. This is crazy. All right.
You're bad. You shouldn't do that to Delilah.
Why not? She does it to me.
No, she don't.
I want to get a new. I gotta find a new girlfriend. I'm looking in the personal column now, but I can't read it.
I'm gonna get her one too while we're at it.
I want Braille. What?
I'm gonna get her one too while we're at it.
Oh, all right.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. The ABA is 29. That means the Disabled News is 29, too. Oh, my. That's 29. Sad.
30 years and we still don't have our rights.
No, it's 29, not 30 yet. Next
29.
Year.
How beautiful that is. I think it's ugly. The ass, dumbass.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to mention one thing about that disabled prostitute. My brother said, are you covered by the ADA? And she said, oh, yeah, honey, I'm covered. I'm uncovered by the ADA. Ass dumbass.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait a minute here.
All right, you
I'm
got the...
I'm looking at this. Hold on. Oh, airplane bathrooms suit targets access for fires with disabilities. We got to look at that.
Yeah.
That'll be maybe one of our shows next week.
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
You can't get in the bathroom.
That's right. I want to look at that next week. All right, let me log into this and...
These stupid lawsuits all over the damn place. Why the hell don't the agencies raise the damn money and just fix the damn thing?
Because they're assholes.
These lawsuits are going to...
I gave you an answer.
You're going to be in court for years and years and years. In the meantime, when you go on an airplane, where the hell do you go to the bathroom?
You put a catheter on yourself.
Yeah.
And you piss in the bag.
When you're on an airplane... You can't even go out, go to the bathroom out the window.
No, you can't even do that, no.
They can't even put a hole in the, they can't even put a hole in the floor and let you go over there.
I told you what to do.
Well, you heard of flying ships? Well, this is flying ship.
Shit, right?
This is it, boy. There's some fella down in over Kansas, some farmer, trying to get his crop up, and he gets hit with a wad. What in the hell is that? Coming over Colorado.
Yeah.
A big wad comes out of the airplane with some yellow streak. He says, "Wait a minute, Paul, I think it's raining." "It ain't raining, you idiot. That's pissing. They're pissing down on us from the air now. I'll be dogged." Yes, sir.
How's this? This is cool. Wow.
What?
Allie Stoker received... Oh, this is interesting. Recently became the first performer in a wheelchair to ever receive a Tony Award, which she won for Best featured actress in her role as Ado Annie in revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein Broadway musical Oklahoma. Not bad.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Well, she's a wheelchair-bound actress.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It says that freaking... if Broadway could fucking do it, why can't it? Excuse my French, everybody. I'm sorry. But if Broadway could do it, why can't everybody else do it? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
really?
Well, I mean, that's only one person And how many? Did you ever hear of that before?
Never.
One person in 100 years.
Yeah, at least.
That's what they think of us.
Wait, I'm going down, but I just want to see. Advocates won an early nursing home discharges? What the hell is that about? Hmm. That's interesting. The Long-Term Care Community Coalition and the Center for Medicare Advocacy recently expressed serious concerns regarding the inappropriate early discharge of many patients in nursing homes across the country. Medicaid beneficiaries are entitled to a maximum of 100 days of skilled nursing facilities care in a benefit period when they meet specific coverage criteria. I don't care. Let me out.
Yeah, well, if the person had the money, they wouldn't have to worry about the good care.
I know.
There it is.
That's stupid.
Hey, where's the personal? Wow, I don't want it. This is all serious stuff. This is for the middle of the week. Where's the personals?
All right, I'm just saying this is craziness.
Yeah.
That's craziness. I got to let you know about that.
Well, they want you to stay in there. You know that.
Ooh, damn.
We know that.
I got to look at that. This I got to really look at this week. I got to look at this tomorrow. Ooh, civil rights law. Oop, oop, oop. Talking about the ADA again. Fucking
yeah.
ADA. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Did I say that? Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Civil rights law.
That's dumbass. What?
What the hell good is a civil rights law?
I know.
That doesn't get you out of a nursing home.
No, it don't. Don't even get you a guide dog.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Oh, boy. Hold on, I'm getting there.
Hey, how come there's nothing in there about guide dog month?
No, not yet. Service dog helps entrepreneur launch company.
What issue is that?
Interesting.
Is that,
Yeah, look at that.
Is that September?
I'm not looking at it. I'm just skipping along so I can get to the personals. Get into the personals, like you told me.
What'd you say, service dog?
Titles.
What?
What?
What'd you say about service dog?
Ah, I piqued your interest. Service dog helps entrepreneur launch company.
Yeah.
You want me to read it?
No, no, no. I want to hear what it says.
I gotcha. All right, I found the personals. You ready?
All right, let's see what we got.
Not many.
Now remember, she's got to be short, dark, and beautiful.
Oh my! All right.
No,
what age?
What we got? Huh?
What age?
Well, as young as I can get them, legal.
Well, there are not many listed. One, two. Well, there's one entry, two entries,
well,
three entries, four entries, five
if
entries.
If they got one foot in the grave, make sure they got the other foot in the endowment.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
This is an endowment thing, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
The endowment? Never.
What?
Now go ahead, read
now.
It. What does it say?
Nassau County. Widow wishes to meet senior man.
Widow, what is she? Spider?
74 for companionship.
How old is she?
No, listen. Single white female. Okay, Nassau County. Widow wishes to meet senior male retiree. 74 plus for companionship.
Well, I am not retired from the subway.
Well, that's who she desires. 74 plus.
74 plus?
Uh-huh.
Gee, a lot of these guys, if you get any more plus of 74, you're lucky you're alive.
And then you got one more entry. Want to hear the one more entry?
Huh?
Yeah, there's one more entry. The rest of the guys.
Oh, only one more female?
Yeah.
Gee, boy, what the hell's going on here? The trannies are taking over.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. Single,
yeah.
White, email looking for that special guy to spend the rest, this is every time, rest of my life with.
That's me!
I'm easygoing, outgoing person, and I love doing most everything.
Easygoing, outgoing, well,
together.
Get out.
There you go, Frank. That's the one.
Now, what did she say? Easygoing, outgoing, what?
And to enjoy the rest of her life with.
Wait a minute.
Almost anything, everything.
Almost anything.
Let's enjoy life together.
You know, you're almost anything. You know what she left out, don't you? That's it. Now, wait a minute. How old is this biddy?
They didn't say.
you know why they didn't say, don't you?
She's half foot in the grave?
Because she can't move. She's
it's
either tied to the rocking chair or to the bed in some insane asylum.
No, wait. It's just looking for that special guy to spend the rest of my life with. I'm easygoing, outgoing person, and I love doing most everything.
Yeah, but they don't tell you what the rest of her life is. How old is she?
No. And it says, let's enjoy life together.
Wait a minute. I think, hasn't that ad been in there for the last 4 years?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. The rest of her life is going down.
She hasn't gotten anybody with that
she
ad.
She hasn't gotten anyone.
Hello.
The poor
now,
thing.
Now, wait a minute. On new online community, datingfordisabled.com.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to the first one. I want to hear the first one again. There's only two females. What's the first one?
Single white female Nassau County widow wishes to meet senior male retiree. Then she puts a comma. 74 plus for companionship.
Oh, she wants this
is.
Guy
she
to
wants
be 74
person.
Years. Well, that leaves me out. Right there.
Oh. Hey.
All right.
That's
all they say about it. Do they have any pictures of these people in there?
No.
You know why, don't you?
Yeah, I know. People run scared.
You put a picture in there and that's it. They're finished.
Maybe not, you know.
They look like Tubboat Annie from the front or the back.
You had a heavy, what do you call, person
what?
In your life once.
What?
You had a heavy person in your life once.
Oh, yeah, I had to take her to the back of the post office to get away. You know, where the trucks pull in. And the guy was yelling, "You! Turn her up! Get a couple of more ropes, Jack! All right!"
No, you didn't. That's not fair.
And they put three, four ropes around her, and they had a Hoyer lift her up with a big thing. Looked like a crane. She had to sort of go inside this thing and they put her on the scale, and one guy said, "Holy Jesus, you better get her up there. The scale's gonna break."
No, it wasn't that
and
bad.
Started
come on,
yelling and sirens went off and bells and everything. And the next thing you know, the fire department came. They thought it was an emergency.
Ah, you crazy.
All right, so that 74 plus. All right. And now, what was this computer thing you were going to read?
Computer thing?
Yeah, you said something about a dating.
New online community, it says, datingfordisabled.com. Remember we read that one time?
Oh, boy, that's for me.
You went on that, yeah.
I went on that?
We did.
I don't remember. What did we do on that?
We just read from that.
Oh, are there any females
Fuzzy
on there?
Fuzzy Drops is on. He wants to talk.
Who?
Lovey
oh,
Drops.
Oh, Louie.
Yeah.
Right. Let's take a phone call from Louie.
Okay. Here
213-816-1650 in a sight. Brownies around the world.
Here comes Louie.
Hello,
Louie. Hey, who's this?
Hey.
Who's that? Oh, I'm insulted.
What's your name? Who's calling?
It's nobody.
I don't know my name.
I'll take
nobody
a guess, Frank.
Hey, Louie.
Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Oh, yeah,
no, that's
it.
Not my name. My name is Sue's Lady.
Yeah. What's up, Lou? How you been? How you been?
Yeah, I missed your phone call last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Because I called.
Hey, did you ever hear of Spanish Fly?
Oh, you mean Shoo Shoo Fly?
Yeah. What Spanish Fly? You know what Spanish Fly is?
I know a Spanish flea, though.
What? Spanish fly. What is that?
That's in Espanol. That's in Puerto Rico. They got a Spanish fly right there.
Oh, what is it?
What is it?
I give up. What is it?
That's a fly that speaks Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spanish fly. Mira. Anyway, listen, so what have you been up to? You've been going out for the summer?
Past summer, I don't remember. And I guess what,
oh,
Frank?
Oh, it's Sandria, I guess.
No,
hey,
remember,
Frank.
What do you got?
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, I spoke on the phone last time, Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero on the phone 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Since Block Talk Radio is preempted, I talked to her on the phone for 25 minutes or less.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
having my last through the phone.
Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
Do you know how to do a Latin dance?
I know,
oh, yeah,
the boogaloo and the shing. I know the boogaloo and shing-a-ling, Frank. You know,
the shing-a-ling. Oh. What's the shing-a-ling?
It's a dance. It's a dance.
Hey, watch it now. This is a family show.
Exactly.
There'll be no ding-a-linging around here.
What's the shing-a-ling?
I'm going back to Joe Batan, Johnny Colón, Pete Bulu, Rodriguez, Tito Puente.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
Joe Cuba Sextet doing the boogaloo and shing-a-ling.
Cuba.
What's the shing-a-ling?
Say it again.
What's the shing-a-ling?
All right. Okay. Shing-a-ling. Let me think of that dance step. I know Subway Joe by Joe Batan. I know the Boogaloo era, you know.
Yeah.
It goes like this. In fact, in the subway, coming down to one day, got me some Chinese food. My back is waking me, I feel so weak, and you're walking and down in me. My main coming, moving swiftly, about a tracking when I make my way. I make myself back. Subway Joe. Subway Joe.
Make your bongo drum. You got to end up, too.
Hey, Louie. Hey,
yeah.
Louie. You remember?
Talk to me.
You remember Joe Palooka?
I never heard of him. Is it a comedian or a song singer?
Nah, he used to be a fighter years ago. Palooka.
Go ahead.
A dumb, stupid fighter. He never could win a fight.
I know Jake LaMotta, though.
They called him Palooka. Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Jake LaMotta, yeah. The Raging Bull. They
yeah.
made a movie
well,
out
I'm
of
up.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was a movie.
And
I know Howard Cosell. No. This is Howard Cosell. No.
Is that you, Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero?
No, this is Sue's lady.
Oh.
That's the Sue's lady. All right.
Is that Susan's friend?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name? I'm Louis Rivera.
My name is Sue's lady.
Nice to meet you through the phone.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Louis, before we let you go, give us a little song. Come on.
Okay.
You know any Neil Young song? Neil Young?
I know the Beatles.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Give us a Beatles song. Come on.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something.
Oh,
I think I understand when I tell you something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, let me be your man.
You know, we go to England. I hope the Queen is not listening.
Say to me. You let me hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Keep it going. When I ask you, I feel happy.
Happy. Happy.
Is he drinking?
It's such a feeling. My love drops right now.
Give up the love drop now.
I can't you got that something. I think I understand.
When
I feel that something.
Oh, my God.
I want to hold your hand.
Oh,
I want to hold your hand.
I
want to
hold your hand.
I want to hold your hand.
All right, Louis the Lip, ladies and gentlemen, on Inner Sight.
No more.
Imitating the Beatles when they were drunk. All right.
That's right.
Hey, Frank, where's Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero?
I don't know.
She went on vacation to Hawaii.
She heard that and she quit.
That's right.
you're Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Give me a little Red Fox. I gotta do my.
Okay.
Hey guys, I love you.
On
right,
the highway, we love you too. Thanks, Lou. You were great.
I love
man.
You too, lady. What's your name again?
Suze lady. Suze,
yeah, I love you guys.
I love you. Take care.
Bye
bye.
All right, give me a little Sanford and Son.
Okay.
A little
yeah,
skit here, you know.
Okay, here it comes. There it is.
What are you doing, Pop? Hey, Lamont. Look here. Look at this letter. I got this letter, see? And just read it. Read it. Dear Mr. Sanford, we regret to inform you that you no longer can collect social insecurity. Social insecurity. See what's in there? Yeah, I can't get. What am I gonna do, son? Ain't got no more money. Yeah, I'm gonna die in one of those old age places where they give you cream cheese for dinner. Cream cheese without jelly. Yeah, and old bread that the rats wouldn't eat. Will you cut that out? I'm not gonna die. You gotta call them up, Pop. Yeah, I gotta call them up. Hey, where's the number? Here, right here. Here, hold on. Let me dial them up. You better talk to them. Yeah, I better talk to them. They take away my money. What am I gonna do? Will you calm down? Yeah, the phone's ringing. It's ringing now. Let's see. Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. They got me on hold. Yeah. I bet you if I was white, I wouldn't have to wait. Will you cut that out? Yeah. Hello? Hello, yeah, this is Fred G. Sanford. Down in Watt, and the G stands for give me back my money. Yeah, what? Social Security number? Wait a minute. Yeah, 478-3598-287. Yeah, that's it. What? Wait a minute. What are you talking about? I ain't no 35 years. 35? Oh, well, thank you very much. Can I be the youngest guy to get Social Security? What? If I'm 35, I got to pay back all the money that you gave me for the last 40 years? Oh, no. What am I going to do, son? They're going to put me in jail. With all those weirdos. And you know how they use old men in jail, don't you? Yeah. We get all the junk. Because we're old and decrepit. Give me that phone. Hello? Yeah, this is Lamont Sanford. Now, what kind of a mistake is this? Do we have to get a lawyer and sue you? My papa's not no 35 years old. Yeah. Well, you better straighten it out, because I got a friend of mine who's a lawyer, see? His name is Sonny Cochran. Yeah. And if I have to get Sonny on this case, you're not going to like it. Yeah. Yeah, you tell him. You tell him, son. Well, hang up the phone, Pop. What'd they say? What'd they say you're going to do? They said they're going to straighten it out. They made a big mistake. You better keep this letter, because we might have to call the barber shop and show it to Sonny. Yeah, if they don't straighten it out, think we should call Sonny anyway? Well, I guess so. Yeah. Hello, is this Mike's Barber Shop? Yeah, let me talk to Sonny. Hello, Sonny. Yeah, Fred Sanford. Hey, look here. I got a letter from the Social Insecurity, and they said I'm not 67. They said I'm 35. What? What? Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. What did Sonny say? He said that means you got to go to court and prove that you're 35. What? Why do you want to prove you're 35? Well, because he said the younger the better. He said that's how you get all the girls. Will you cut that out? All right. Fred said, social insecurity. He was insecure. All right, let's see. Around the world. Oh, we got a news flash for you.
Yeah.
The other day on the news, there was Gabriel. Oh, yeah. This guy's always in trouble, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he had his little brother there. Actually, his little brother is bigger than him.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that weird? Little big brother.
Yeah.
And he put a sort of a hat on his head made like a sign. See, it was on all four sides.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a sign on his back. And it said, "Anybody want to buy a brother?"
No.
You know, and he's out there on the highway and get out of the road, you idiot. And the cars are all zooming by him, and horns are going off, and girls are screaming, and I'll buy him, I'll buy him. How much do you want? He's good looking, you know. And Gabriel out there waving everybody on. The highest bidder. And then he came out with a stupid statement. He said, "For the next hour, it's a special. Only $200 for my brother." And they're all yelling and blowing horns and all. And somebody finally called a cop. You know,
this
the cop pulls up and he. Yeah. And the cop says, "Well, what the hell's going on here?" You know. He says, "Oh,
what the hell are you doing?
Well, you see, officer, I don't have any money to get home, you know, and my brother, he's kind of worn out. He's like a worn out brother." "What do you mean a worn out brother?" "Well, I've had him for 30 years, you know. He's kind of worn out, and." I thought it would be good if maybe I could sell him to somebody. You know, they can use him. He's a pretty strong guy. He could do a lot of good things, you know." Now, listen. Let me make one thing clear, see. You cannot sell your relative. It's against the law. "Well, my brother, he don't mind. Why don't you ask him? Are you his brother?" "Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm his brother. He don't love me no more. He wants to get rid of me. He just put this big sign on my head and everybody's yelling at me. And all I want to do is go home and play with my pet squirrel."
Aww.
"Will you take that stupid thing off his head? Now, get that thing off. Now, you can't do this." "Wait a minute. Don't I know you from someplace? Didn't I pull you in before for some other stupid goings-on? I mean, what's your name?" "Jonathan." "Jonathan? What's your real name?" "Gabriel. I'm going to look you up. Let's see. Gabriel. Oh, yeah. Here you are. Alias... The Mad Runner, alias the Peeping Tom Stalker, alias the Yard Destroyer, going in people's yards and destroying them. And where's your mother?"
"My mother? She couldn't make it."
"Will you get over here? I'm taking you in. Now listen, you go home and tell your mother you're all right. Go on now, get in the car. Come on, let's go."
Is that the siren?
Yeah. All right, in a side. The moral of that story is: don't ever try to sell your brother, or even your sister. That's even worse.
Yeah, that is worse.
Well, I was thinking maybe we could, if we could find that chick downtown Brooklyn that solicited my brother, maybe we could use her to do a fundraiser. Are you crazy?
you were.
What is the matter with you?
You
now, wait a minute. $50 a throw.
Oh,
if
no.
If you don't want to kiss her, kiss the wheelchair.
Yeah, you throw her. What are you throwing this chick?
The Inner Sight fundraiser.
Yeah. The one will land you in jail.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine the committee if I brought this?
You know.
Can you imagine if I brought this into the committee and I told them I wanted to?
Oh, God help me, Lord.
Well, the one good thing, Olga's a criminal lawyer. She can protect us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll all wind up in the clink.
Yeah. Don't
They'll probably
you.
Feel sorry for the girl in the wheelchair to let her go.
That's right. See, he convinced her to do it.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. I think we better find a better way to raise funds.
I think so.
Woo!
Woo is right.
By the way, on a more serious note, anybody out there who would like to donate the office space to, we can try to get an online a news conference about the Service Dog Month coming up September. Send us an email or call the Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. We're going to try to hook up an online news conference. I'm working on it, boys. All right, Inner Sight. We got anybody on the line?
Yeah, but they're listening.
Huh?
They're listening.
Oh, well, I hope they're having a good time. And no, we're not going to use that girl in the wheelchair to raise money.
He's losing it.
And, you know, that poor girl. Listen, by the way, miss, if you're listening and you need help, call Inner Sight. You know, we'll try to help you. Gee, imagine she gets locked up. She needs bail money. Holy smokes. All right, Inner Sight. Now, what else we got? I think, who did I leave out of the, I left somebody, Silo. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Referrals and all that stuff, information, equipment. They got equipment over there.
Uh-huh.
You better make sure you spray it with something. I hope they don't have roaches on it. Ugh, that'd be disgusting. All right,
no
Inner Sight. Silos 631. The number for Silo 631-880-7929. And we got to get out of here.
Yes, we do.
Monday's Labor Day. We're going to be off.
Yay.
We're taking a break on Monday. We'll be with you Tuesday, open mic.
Yay.
Tuesday. Hey, yeah, the speakerphone works much better.
It does? Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We'll use that.
Okay.
All right. Well, Insight means
we don't
freedom, advocates.
My husband's here.
Freedom Advocates for the Disabled, dedicated to the memory of Joe Arion. And thank you so much for listening. Hope you had a little fun. And if you run into that girl in the wheelchair, you know, tell her she better get a new profession because she ain't doing too good in that one. All right. We'll see you Tuesday on the open mic. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. And Barbara, if you're listening, don't get any ideas about making believe you need a wheelchair. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, and we'll be with you Tuesday open mic. Thanks. Thank the Suze lady, engineer co-host. Goodbye, world. Interstate. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.